Great stuff. That was Immortal Thresholds by Conjureth, Into a Mirrored Hall by Abest, A Flow So Greatly Macabre by Leper Colony, and we finished off with two tracks from Altars. The first one, Luminous Jar, and the second, Ascetic Reflection. The latter of those tracks being the title track for that incredible album, another one of my favorites from 2022. You're listening to CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. Coming up, I've got some cool stuff that came out in 2023, starting with Enervated by Sarmat.
Lives, bonds, forms, asunder in our revelation.
Those last two tracks were Vomit on Humanity and Hovering Human Head Drones, both by Afterbirth, from their 2023 album, In But Not Of. Now, this album is a real journey. The first half has more of a straight-up, brutal, slam death metal sound, then halfway through takes a turn to a bit more of a prog rock zone, starting with that second Afterbirth track we just heard. You're listening to CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. Next, we're going to dive into the deep end of prog rock self-indulgence. My top two albums of 2024 were Blood Incantations, Absolute Elsewhere, and Opeth's The Last Will and Testament. Now, both of these albums are best listened to in their entirety, but I have picked out some of my choice moments from each. The Opeth album is a concept album that tells a story of a man bequeathing his fortune to his children, and each track represents one of the paragraphs in his will. From The Last Will and Testament, here is Opeth, with paragraph 4 and paragraph 5.
Down.
You just heard Blood Incantation with The Message, Tablet 1. Now that song is chopped up into three parts on the album, and is definitely worth listening to in its entirety. Just make sure to excuse the Pink Floyd worship along the way. You're listening to CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. Next, we're going to hear some of the crazy dissonant experimental stuff that came out in 2024. The first track is the only one written in English. From their album Infinite Mortality, here is Replicant with Planet of Skin.